2 weeks ago, we started a new series on the last days, and that is the last days of the present age.
2星期之前，我哋开始咗一个新嘅专题，就系呢个世代嘅末后的日子。
And do you all know what the last days mean by now?
当你听到话末后的日子嘅时候，你明白呢句说话系咩意思吗？
The last days is the very time we now live.
末后的日子正正就是我和你现在所身处的时间。
And the last days of this present age begins with the first coming of Jesus.
末后的日子是从耶稣基督第一次来临开始。
And it will end with Jesus' second coming.
末后的日子将以耶稣基督再临为结束。
And we learned that before the glorious return of Jesus, as he comes as Yahweh's appointed judge.There will be clear signs.
当耶稣荣耀再临之前，就是耶稣作为耶和华所指派的审判者，他来之前是将会有很清晰的征兆的。
Both general and specific in nature.
包括了笼统的和明确的两类征兆。
And so far, we have examined from Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 14, the six general signs before Christ's second coming.
直至到上次为止，我们从马太福音24章，我们学到有六方面笼统的征兆。
Before we move on to learn about the specific signs, we need to first fill in some gaps in our knowledge and understanding about this whole topic.
是我们学习关于明确性的征兆之先。我们需要为我们对这个问题的理解，去补充一些我们不明白的地方。
Otherwise, you'll most likely find yourself at a loss when you come to passages like today in Matthew chapter 24:15 onwards.
否则的话呢，当我们来到比如说今天的经文，就是马太福音24章15节以下呢，你将会见到一些字眼呢，你是看不明白的。
So let us turn open to Matthew chapter 24.
现在就请我们打开马太福音第24章
Verse 15.
第15节
Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
马太福音24章第15节
So when you see the desolating sacrilege standing in the holy place, as was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand.
当你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，就让读者经的人会意。
I wonder how you are to understand when not even halfway through the verse you're already stuck.
就是当你读到一节圣经的时候，在中间都未读完，你就已经是读不下去了。
You're stuck staring at such big words like desolating sacrilege.
因为你停在这几个字眼的面前，就是那行毁坏可憎的。
Or in most other Bible translations, it's translated abomination of desolation.
又或者在这个译本呢，就译做那造成毁灭，那使到大地荒凉的可憎之物。
Do these terms make any sense to you?
这一堆这样的字眼，对你有没有什么意思呢？
I believe these terms would sound totally foreign, if not odd, to your ears.
我就估呢，呢啲咁样嘅字眼对你嚟讲呢，系毫无意思嘅。
Am I right?
啱唔啱呢？
So how are we to make sense of such difficult passages?
我哋点样去明白呢啲咁难明嘅字句啊？
Now the Bible is prophetic.
嗱，圣经呢系充满预言性嘅。
And it reveals to us many things that we would not know from any other source.
圣经话俾我哋知嘅事情呢，系其他嘅资料来源都唔能够话俾我哋知嘅。
The specific signs foretold by Jesus here in verses 15 to 24 have to do with events that will take place in a specific geographical location.
喺呢度第十五节至到第24节所谈及嘅呢一啲明确具体嘅征兆呢，全部都系关系到喺特定嘅地方发生嘅事情。
As opposed to the general signs we've learned, which are general tendencies of things happening around the world.
这件事相对于笼统的预兆呢，笼统的预兆是全球各地都可以发生的现象。
So the very first point I want to imprint on your mind is that the Bible tells us certain significant things must take place before Jesus comes again in glory.
所以今日第一点，我希望大家能够明白嘅就系、是，圣经话俾我哋知，就系、是、当耶稣基督第二次荣耀再临之先，必定会有啲好明确具体嘅事情会发生。
But where are these things going to take place?
问题系呢啲嘅明确具体嘅事情将会喺咩地方发生
？In Jerusalem, that is in Israel.
喺耶路撒冷，即是话喺今日嘅以色列国。
How do we know that?
我哋点知道呢
？One of the clues can be found explicitly stated in verse 16.
从第十六节，我哋会见到提示。
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
十六节话，那时候在犹大的应当逃到山上。
The geographical circumstance is clearly described for us here.
依个地区喺边个地方系清楚嘅话俾我哋知。
Because Jerusalem, as we know, is surrounded by mountains.
因为耶路撒冷依个城市系周围都系被山围住。
The whole place is in the mountainous area of Judea.
耶路撒冷就在猶大山區上面。
So Jesus is saying that when what is described here in verse 15 happens, let those in this area flee out of the city.
耶穌說十五節所講到依件嘅特別嘅事情發生嘅時候，讓喺猶大山區嘅居民跑到山上面逃走。
Into the surrounding mountains for refuge.
就向周圍嘅山度逃命。
And the Bible warns us with these significant events happening in Israel.
圣经又继续嘅警告我哋，当呢啲咁重要嘅事情喺以色列国发生嘅时候
，the level of distress will rise to a level as never before.
令人忧虑、令人好痛苦嘅程度啊，会变得好剧烈
，affecting not only those in Israel.But every true follower of Christ around the world.
影響的人不單止是以色列國裡面的國民，甚至全球所有真的追隨基督的人。
All true believers of Christ will certainly bear the brunt in one way or another.
每一個真正追隨基督的信徒都會受到打擊。
What these specific events are, we shall look at a bit later.
至於這幾節所說的是關於什麼具體的事件呢？陣間我們就會看了。
But let me emphasize to you this very first point.
但現在首先我要講出一點。
Even though the specific signs leading up to Christ's return have to do with this particular place called Israel,
雖然今天要學的具體的事情是跟以色列國有關，
Don't think that just because we are thousands of miles away,
那你就不要以為我們距離那個地方千里那麼遠。
We are living quite happily and peacefully here in the UK.
我們英國在這個地方呢是快快活活的過緊生活。
So what happens out there in Israel is none of our business.
所以在以色列國發生的事呢與我無關。
To think that is to miss the significance of Jesus' warning here.
如果你這樣想的話呢，你就完全不明白耶穌這裡提出的警告是一回什麼事。
Israel may be very small.
以色列國一個很小的國家。
But it serves an important function as a spiritual thermometer for the events of God's plan for the entire world.
但是它卻是在神的計劃當中啊，扮演一個溫度計這樣的角色。
And through this you can see the events of God's plan for the entire world.
藉著去觀察以色列的事情，我們能夠明白神有關於全世界的祂的計劃。
Do you all know what a thermometer is?
大家知唔知道温度計係乜嘢？
A thermometer is an instrument to measure temperature.
温度計就係要嚟量度温度。
So a thermometer may come in different shapes or sizes.
可以有唔同嘅形狀嘅温度計。
This one in my hand tells me it's about 22 degrees.
喺我手上邊呢個咧，話俾我知，而家温度係20攝氏度。
At least in this room is about 22 degrees.
最少而家呢個房間係20攝氏度。
And the extra markings here in Chinese, the green part, indicate to me that the temperature within this room is quite comfortable.
仲有一個嘅中文嘅説明，話俾我知咧，而家呢個房間嘅温度係舒適。
Neither too cold nor too hot.
唔太冷又唔太熱。
So a thermometer, what it does is to reflect that reality, namely the temperature.
温度計, 當然就要來向我們反映一個環境的溫度。
While the thermometer may seem small, as compared to this entire room,
對比這個房間, 溫度計本身可以是一件很小的物件,
but it is what indicates to us accurately the temperature of the surrounding.
但是向我們指示房間的溫度的呢,是一個細細的溫度計。
So in the same way, as we watch what is happening in Israel,
同樣道理, 當我們去留心以色列國發生的事情的時候,
this seemingly small and insignificant place,
這個微不足道的國家,
you will begin to understand what is going on according to God's great plan in the world.
你就可以開始明白, 神對於全世界祂的計劃有什麼安排?
And by watching this spiritual thermometer, we get a good idea of how near the end of this age we are.
當我們去觀察溫度計, 我們可以知道我們距離現今世代的終結大概有多近。
But does that mean Israel or Jerusalem is more important that is superior to anyone else?
我們的意思是不是說以色列的國家比起其他的國家零舍重要呢?
We need to understand in God's wisdom and in His great plans for the salvation of mankind. He has indeed chosen Israel and given it a special role to play.
按著神的智慧,有關於拯救人類的大計劃裡頭, 神的確選了以色列這個民族,讓他們扮演一個特殊的角色。
But as we see in the Bible over and over again,
但是我們從聖經屢次可以見到,
those who are called by God or chosen by God, they are often the lowly, the meek.
那些被神揀選的人呢,往往是那些卑微的人,
rather than the strong and the mighty,
而不是很有勢力的人。
Maybe you've heard of the story of this person called Gideon,
或者你從聖經聽過基甸這個人物,
a timid man by nature, called by God to be his mighty warrior.
他是一個被神所選的,但是本身是一個很懦弱的人。
Do you remember that story?
你記不記得基甸的故事?
In the book of Judges?
就是在士師記裡頭。
What did he say when God called him to save Israel out of Midian's hand?
當神要他帶領以色列人從敵人手中救出來的時候,他怎麼回答?
He said, "But Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house."
他說,主啊,為什麼選我啊? 難道你不知道我屬是以色列當中最微不足道的馬來西族?
If you're interested, you can go home and read the book of Judges chapter 6.
大家可以回到家,回到士師記第六章去參考。
And what I just read is from verse 15.
剛才我引述的是第六章的15節。
Similarly, when Israel asked for a king to rule over them,
同樣,當以色列人向神要求要立一個王的時候,
God granted their wish. Saul was anointed king.
神就應允他們,掃羅就被高立為王。
Let us read Saul's reaction when the prophet approached him. Let us turn to 1 Samuel 9:21.
現在我們一起回去撒母耳記上第9章的第21節去看看當掃羅被神揀選的時候他怎樣回答。
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 21.
撒母耳記上第9章第21節。
1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 21. Saul answered, "I am only a Benjamite." Notice, from the least of the Benjamites, and he's from the least of the tribes of Israel. And my family is the humblest of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin, why then have you spoken to me in this way?
第21節,掃羅說,我不是以色列支派中最小的便雅敏人嗎?我的家不是便雅敏之族當中, 最小的家嗎? 你為什麼對我說這樣的話呢?
From these examples, we can see when God calls or chooses someone to fulfill His plans.
從這些經文我們可以學到, 就當神去選人去 做達成佢嘅計劃嘅時候。
It's not based on that person's or the nation's own merits.
神嘅揀選唔係基於嗰個人自己嘅條件或者功勞嘅。
As the Apostle Paul reminds us,
正如使徒保羅都提醒我哋。
God has chosen the weak, the despised, in order to shame the proud and the strong.
神故意揀選嗰啲軟弱嘅，去令到嗰啲自覺得剛強嘅覺得羞愧。
And why? So that no one should boast before God.
為咩原因呢？目的係等到冇一個人可以喺神面前可以自己誇口。
And that's from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29.
剛才我引用的呢，就是《哥林多前書》的第1章26至29節。
Similarly, Israel indeed has its own special role to play in these last days.
同樣的道理，以色列國的確是從神那裡領受了一個特殊的角色，去在這個末後的日子裡面去扮演。
It has the function of a spiritual thermometer.
他们要扮演一个的温度计的角色。
Indicating to us the important events leading right up to Christ's second coming.
向我们指明，就是在耶稣基督荣耀再临之前必须要发生的种种征兆。
But this does not make it any more superior than any other nations.
以色列的角色并不会令到他们比起别的国更加优胜。
Having said that,
雖然是這樣說,
for those of us who knew little about the history or current affairs concerning Israel,
對我們當中稍微了解以色列的歷史和現在的時事的人,
perhaps it's time for us to really start learning a bit more.
我們現在就真的需要快快的去注意和學多些關於以色列的事情。
Because all through history, we can see God's hand working in and through this nation.
因为在历史里头，神一次又一次去在这个的国家，同埋通过这个国家去做好多事情。
Besides, in Paul's teaching,
另外呢，在使徒保罗的教训里头，
and indeed in the whole New Testament teaching,
其实应该说在圣经新约的部分里头。
If you are a true believer,
如果你是一个真的信徒的话，
you are a true Israelite.
你是一个真的以色列人。
Not physically or externally, of course.
当然我不是指你的血统上或者外表上你是一个以色列人。
But spiritually.
而是一个属灵的意义上。
Spiritually, we are what Paul calls the Israel of God.
在属灵的意义上，一个真的信徒，好像保罗所说，是神的以色列。
A term found in Paul's greetings in his letter to the Galatians.
这个字眼呢，是可以从保罗所写的加拉太书那里找得到。
Galatians 6:16.
加拉太书第六节，第六章，第
十六
节。
So even though you may not understand this concept of Israel of God,
所以即使你不明白这个关于以色列的神的以色列这个观念，
It is another reason we should make an effort and start learning what the Bible has to say about Israel.
你的确需要出啲力学习神关于以色列国到底讲咗啲咩嘢嘅事。
And of course, to understand the implications for us today.
当然啦，目的系要明白呢啲关于以色列嘅征兆啊，同我哋又有咩关系。
Now let us move on to the second important point of today's message.
嗱，今日我想指出嘅第二个重点。
There is an inseparable link between some of the general signs mentioned in chapter 24 of Matthew, verses 3-14.
在马太福音的24章第3-14节所谈及的种种的笼统的征兆当中。
Yeah, between the general signs mentioned there and the specific signs in verses 15 onwards.
同埋跟住15节以下所讲及嗰啲嘅明确具体嘅征兆咧，两者之间系有一个紧密嘅关联嘅。
What is that link？
依个关联系咩意思
？You'll notice that some of the general signs will become more specific as we move towards the end。
你阵间就会睇到咧，依啲嘅笼统嘅征兆将会变得越嚟越具体明确化。
The general becomes specific.
就是那些的笼统的会变得明确。
Or to put it another way,
换言之呢,
the general leads to the specific.
有一天呢，那些籠統的一般性的徵兆呢，其實是會造成，會導致那些明確的徵兆。
Especially as we approach the end.
尤其是當我們越來越接近終結的時候。
Therefore, it will be wrong to assume that all these specific signs will come only after the general signs are complete.
為此呢，如果你認為啊，這些籠統性的徵兆會發生完曬，那些跟住的具體性、明確性的徵兆才會發生的話呢，那你就大錯特錯了。
Let us take for example the fourth general sign spoken of in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 24.
現在我用馬太福音第24章第9節的那裡所談及第四種籠統的預兆來作為一個例子。
Do you remember what this general sign is?
第九節所講的到底是關於什麼籠統的預兆呢？
It's about the worldwide persecution of Christians.
是指到全球性的基督徒被迫害。
By Christian, of course, we don't mean any churchgoer.
当然啦，当我讲话基督徒的时候呢，我不是指凡是上教堂的人都叫做基督徒。
By Christians, we mean the genuine, true followers of Christ.
当我话基督徒的时候呢，我是指真正追随基督的信徒。
As we know, there has been persecution all through history.
我们大家都知道，在历史的里头，经常都有过迫害。
So there will be persecution to the Christians in the future.
所以在未来的日子，如果有基督徒被迫害，又有什么出奇呢？
Only that this future persecution will be far worse than any past persecution, as we will read in verse 21.
只不過是假如陣間我哋讀到去同章嘅第21節嗰度，指到一啲明確性嘅迫害嘅時候，上文所講嘅籠統性嘅冰兆就完全唔可以同下文所講嘅可以相比較啦。
Let us read Matthew chapter 24, verse 21.
而家我哋就一齊讀24章嘅第21節。
Jesus describes the great distress to be unequaled from the beginning of the world until now.And never to be equaled again.
耶稣在这里所讲的大灾难是空前绝后的。
So it's so great that it's just beyond our imagination.
严重到我们完全都无法想象。
However, when we say the general is moving to the specific, we are not merely talking about the intensity of that future persecution being unequaled.
当我们说笼统的预兆会慢慢趋向明确的预兆去发展的时候，我们不是讲紧未来那个大灾难那个强度是特别厉害。
We are saying that this persecution itself will begin to take on a certain specific aspect.
我们不是只是讲强度会更厉害，我们说先前那些笼统一般性的事情现在会慢慢变得具体和明确。
It has to do with the appearance of a fearful figure.
之所以是更加明确，因为是关系到一个叫做不法者。
As we read in verse 15, the desolating sacrilege or the abomination of desolation.
正正就是第15节所讲的，那行毁坏可憎的。
It's precisely because of this abomination of desolation being set up in Jerusalem.That will cause such a crisis in Israel.
正正是因为这个造成毁灭，使到大地荒凉的可憎之物，将会在耶路撒冷树立起来的缘故，这件事将会带来以色列国一个空前的灾难。
Amongst the Jewish people in particular.
尤其是在犹太人当中带来一场大灾难。
And this we will develop further in my next message.
这一点呢，我是会下一次的讲道才会有机会详细解释。
Now let us look at the fifth general sign and see how it relates or leads up to the specific signs.
现在我们一起看看第五种笼统的预兆。我们想知道这个第五种的笼统的预兆是怎样会变得，甚至是造成明确的预兆。
Matthew chapter 24, we will not read it verse by verse, but it's from verses 10 to 12.
马太福音24章，现在我们就不会重新读出来的了，但经文是出自第10至12节。
So if you quickly glance through it, you'll see that many will fall away and will betray and hate each other.
这里所讲呢，好多基督徒会跌倒，并且彼此嘅出卖。
Many false prophets will arise and deceive or even lead many astray.
有好多嘅假嘅先知会出嚟，会令到好多基督徒被迷惑。
And with the increase of lawlessness or sin, and notice here is talking in particular within the church.
因为不法嘅事情、犯罪嘅事情越嚟越多嘅缘故，请大家留意呢度十二节所讲嘅系指到基督徒圈里头嘅。
As a result, most Christians will find their love growing cold, both for God and for one another.
结果咧，好多嘅基督徒嘅爱心啊，就渐渐冷淡落嚟。
The original Greek verb translated fall away in verse 10, sometimes translated as stumbled.
第十节所讲嘅跌倒呢两个字，喺希腊原文有时翻译成为跌倒。
It's also translated as to turn away from the faith in the NIV Bible.
国际译本里头翻译成为背弃信仰。
And this is what the general sign of apostasy is all about.
这个第五种笼统性的征兆，正正是关于背弃信仰、变节的问题。
Apostasy, it is the falling away from the path of truth.
变节就是从真理的道路上偏离。
Turning away or forsaking one's faith.
不单止偏离，甚至会背弃自己的信仰。
It does not necessarily mean someone would stand up and say, I hereby renounce the Lord.
意思并不是说一个人会表明立场，我以后都不再信这个基督教。
But rather, it's often a slow process of deviating.
其实是指慢慢偏离信仰的过程。
And finally, sliding back into the world.
最终倒退到的地步，去回俗世的里头。
So the church can still be full of people,full of activities, but there's no substance, no power in this church.
教会仍然会充满了人，但是没有能力，没有实质。
God's presence is not there.
神的临在也都不在这些教会里头。
So Jesus warns us that apostasy is characteristic as a general sign through this entire period in the last days.
所以耶稣警告在今世代末后的日子里头，其中一个笼统的征兆就是不时都会有背弃信仰、变节的事情发生。
But we also learn of a vast apostasy that will take place before the Lord's coming. So this apostasy becomes very specific.
但是除了笼统的变节之外，圣经还讲到一个多数人会变节的事。变节的问题呢，就变得不再笼统了。
Let us now turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3.
新約聖經的帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章第三節。
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3.
帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章第三節。
And let me read to you also from verse 1.
我會從第一節讀起。
Verse 1 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers.
帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章第一節。弟兄們，論到我們主耶穌基督降臨和我們到他那裡聚集，我勸你們，無論有靈或者有什麼說話，有冒我的名的信話，主的日子現在到了，你們不要輕易的動心，亦都不要害怕。
Now let us read verse 3.
現在我們一起看第三節了。
Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the lawless ones is revealed, the one destined for destruction.
第三節，人不理他用什麼方法，你們總不要被他誘惑，因為那一個日子來之前，必定會有變節、背棄信仰的事情，並且有那大罪人，就是那沉淪之子會露出來。
The word translated rebellion, such as here in the NRSV, highlights the spirits of disobedience and rebellion behind every form of apostasy.
在我们的和合本圣经被译做离道反教的事，这句说话呢，想强调反叛、背弃的这样的意思。
And in another version of the Bible, NASB, it's simply translated as apostasy, the falling or turning away from the faith.
另外美国的英文译本就直接译做变节、背弃信仰。
So I hope that by now you can see that here's another example of how the general becomes specific.
我希望大家现在开始明白笼统的征兆怎么会慢慢变得越来越具体明确。
Apostasy as a general sign has already been going on all the time.
其实偏执和偏离自己的信仰这类的事情一直都有发生着。
This situation is not unique to the 21st century.
我们今天21世纪并不是从未发生过的。
Looking back in the history of the Israelites,
当我们回顾以色列的历史，
apostasy among God's chosen people first started on a very small scale.Then it grew bigger and bigger.
在神的子民当中所发生的变节、背约的事情是很小规模开始的，然后它慢慢扩大。
Similarly, the Bible tells us that apostasy has already started in the church, even from the first century.
同一个道理呢，圣经告诉我们，教会当中发生的变节、背弃信仰的事情，从第一个世纪早期教会已经开始发生。
In the verse we just read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3,
在刚才我们所读的经文里头，就是帖撒罗尼迦后书二章三节。
Paul warns us that there will be an immense level of apostasy, which is very specifically stated as the rebellion that must come first.
保罗提醒我们，在不法之子出现之前，必定会有变节、背弃信仰的事情首先发生。
Here the term the man of lawlessness or the man of sin.
在这里和合本译做大罪人，或者应该译做不法之子，这个这样的字眼。
And as you read on, the son of destruction.
在下一句呢，就被形容为沉沦之子。
All refer to the same specific person described as abomination of desolation.
这些字眼都是指在马太福音那一段里头所讲的，那造成毁灭又使到大地荒凉的可憎之物，那个人物。
So we can find that in the very first verse we looked at today, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
刚才那句说话呢，当然就是马太福音第24章15节，我们开始的时候读过的经文。
This figure is also described in the book of 1 John as someone called Antichrist.
同一个人物是约翰一书被形容为敌基督。
His rise would be occasioned by the general apostasy when deception and lawlessness is rampant in the church.
这个人物出现之前，首先教会内部很多迷惑人的事情和不法的事情，教会会全面变节。
And because of this, the way has been prepared for him to emerge.
一切是为到这个人物出现而铺路的。
Many false doctrines and corruptions would center in him.
有好多误导人的教条，同埋教会内部的腐败，都可以集中晒喺呢个叫做大罪人的身上。
So this man of lawlessness, you can say, is the embodiment of all that is contrary to God and God's righteousness.
你可以话呢个人物一个人就包含咗一切反对神同埋反对神嘅教训嘅事情。
That is why this central figure will lead many astray.
为了这个缘故，他一个人就能够误导很多的信徒。
Of course, there will be many false teachers, as we read, who are laying the way for this specific person.
当然，除了这个人物之外，还有很多假先知、教师，都是为这个大罪人铺路的。
So you can say that he embodies the whole rebellion spoken of in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.Indeed, he will get a lot of support from those who share the same rebellious spirit.
可以说这个大罪人代表了帖后第二章所讲及的整个背弃信仰变节的问题。这个人物将会从很多的信徒得到支持。
That is how the general apostasy will now take on a specific aspect. And it will develop into full-scale apostasy, which Paul is speaking of here in verse 3.
現在籠統的變節變成越來越具體明確了，以個走勢向住教會全面向神變節這個方向邁進。
So once again, we see an overlap between the general and the specific signs.
所以我們再一次，我們又見到籠統的預兆和具體的預兆是有重疊之處。
The same thing is true of the sixth general sign.
同一個道理，我可以從馬太福音24章的第六種的徵兆見到。
So far, we've seen many negative things that will take place in the end times.
目前為止，我們所聽到的都是一些負面的徵兆。
I hope your hearts are not too saddened or heavy.
我希望大家的心情不會變得已經很沉重。
May this sixth sign encourage you and uplift your spirits.
我但願第六個籠統的預兆能夠鼓舞你。
Especially seeing how it again from general turns into specific.
同時間又希望能夠看到籠統的徵兆是怎樣變成具體明確的。
If you still remember from Albert's message, he pointed out to us last time when he expounded on this sixth general sign.
假如你還記得幾個禮拜前Albert的講道，他已經為我們解釋過關於這個第六個的徵兆。
There is something positive and exciting that God is going to do in these last days.
就是在這個世代的末後的日子裡頭，神將會做一些很正面的、很鼓舞人的事情。
Let us turn to chapter 24 of Matthew again.
我們重新回到馬太福音第24章。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
馬太福音24章的第14節。
And this good news, the gospel of the kingdom, will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
24章14節, 這天國的福音要傳遍天下。 對萬民作見證，然後終結才來到。It
is remarkable that throughout the past centuries, in spite of opposition, persecution, and apostasy, the preaching of the gospel continues throughout this period.
過去這麼多的世紀裡頭，雖然有對基督徒迫害的事情，甚至是教會內部變節的事情發生，福音不斷地被傳播。
But how is it that we say even this sixth general sign of the preaching of the gospel to all nations will also take on a more specific aspect?
為何我們說這個徵兆都會漸漸變得具體明確化呢?
Let us observe that soon after Christianity was planted and rooted in the world, the man-made doctrine of Trinity crept into the church. And it started to take predominance in most churches.
我們需要想一想，當基督信仰剛剛開始，很快三位一體的教條就潛入了教會裡面，很快就成為了當時教會的主流教條。And
ever since then, for the past 1,700 years or more, the kind of gospel that has been preached was not the same gospel the early apostles were preaching.
自從那一年，在過去的1,700年以來， 被基督教會所傳播的福音，再不是早期教會使徒們所傳的福音了。What
do I mean by that? It became a false gospel that has made Jesus God.
我這樣說是什麼意思呢? 因為所傳播的之所以成為一個假福音，是因為將耶穌基督打造成為上帝。If
we examine the Bible carefully, we see that the true gospel proclaims Yahweh, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, his appointed Lord.
當我們細心地讀聖經的話，聖經所傳播的真正福音宣傳的是獨一的真神Yahweh，以及神所指派的主耶穌基督。Nowhere
in the Bible can you find a verse that says Jesus is God.
聖經裡頭找不到一處的地方講耶穌是神。If
you don't believe it, try to search for it.
如果你不相信的話，你只需要自己讀下聖經。
This was the only kind of gospel meaning to proclaim Yahweh, the only true God, and Jesus as Lord. This was the only kind of gospel known by Jesus himself and his disciples, all the apostles and believers in the early church.
宣揚 Yahweh 是獨一真神和他所差來的耶穌基督這個的福音，是當時耶穌基督和他的使徒所明白的唯一種的福音，就是所有當代早期教會的使徒和門徒所有所相信的福音。
But thanks be to God.
但是好感謝神。
Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, is going to do something exciting towards the end of this age. There will be a tremendous and powerful outreach of the gospel.
我們的天父Yahweh 神在這個世代的末後的日子最美的時間，天父將會做一些令我們很振奮人心的事，就是將會有一個廣傳純正福音的工作展開。
And in spite of the vast apostasy that has taken place over the past 1,700 years or more, when the false doctrine of Trinity invaded almost all Christian churches.
So, 虽然过去1,700年来所传的都是一假福音，错的教条充斥了基督教会。
And as a result, it led many astray from the true gospel that proclaims Yahweh as God.
结果就是无数的信徒从宣扬 Yahweh 独一真神这个神福音那里被迷惑偏离正轨了。
And how can we say that we are still followers of Christ if we don't even get this important point right?
大家试想一想，如果连这个这么基本的一点都弄不清楚的话，我们怎样可以自称为追随基督耶稣的人呢？
If you look at the entire life of Jesus,But he gives all glory to God.
当你去观察耶稣基督的一生，
He never exalts himself, his heavenly father.
他从来都不高举自己，他将所有的荣誉都归给神，就是他天上的父。
The one whom he loves with all his heart, all his being.
就是那一位他尽心、尽性、尽力所爱的天父。
That's why Jesus is our best example.
所以为什么耶稣基督是我们最佳的模范？
And in these last days, God is raising up, both in this church and in other places.
在我们这些的末后的日子里头，神正是兴起一些的教会，好像我们教会这样。
He's raising up faithful men and women.
他正是兴起一些忠心于他的男人、女人。
Who will be ready to accomplish this mission of bringing the gospel that proclaims to all nations Yahweh.And Jesus Christ, his appointed Lord.
就是那些已经装备好自己，为到宣传 Yahweh 是独一真神，和耶稣是他指派的主，这个纯福音，将这个福音宣传到天下。
And this is how the sixth general sign is also going to be made specific.
所以第六个笼统的征兆慢慢变得越来越具体和明确，都是这样的意思了。
God is going to use the faithful few who will carry the gospel forward with astonishing power.
就是神将会去用他所拣的很小绝但是很忠信的人，为他将到这个纯福音传遍天下。
Exactly as how it happened in the first days of the church with the preaching of the 12 apostles.
正正就是好像在教会的历史第早期的开始的时候，那些忠心大有力的使徒传福音一样。
So I encourage all of you to read the book of Acts to see how the gospel was preached then.
所以我鼓励大家去参考使徒行传，看看当时早期的使徒是怎样有能力的传福音。
And now I'd like to leave with you several questions.
在结束的时间，我想问大家几个的问题。
Where will you stand? Will you be found amongst the majority of people who have fallen into this form of apostasy that has turned away or fallen away from the true gospel that Jesus used his whole life to preach about?
你是属于哪一个立场呢？你会不会加入了绝大多数变节了背弃信仰的呢？就是那些已经偏离了背弃了真正福音的人呢？要记住那个的纯的福音耶稣舍命都要宣传。
Maybe it's because you were misled right from the start.
有可能你从开始就是被误导了。
But it might be possible that you willfully yield to this kind of teaching.
亦都有可能你係自己故意揀去跟嗰類嘅教導。
Because the pressures from outside the so-called mainstream Christianity are just so great.
因為嚟自嗰啲所謂嘅主流嘅基督教所帶嚟嘅壓力啊，係咁強。
But remember, the road that we are called to walk on is narrow. It's a difficult one.
大家唔好忘記，我哋被呼召要去走上嘅道路係一條窄路，係一條困難嘅路。
So don't think that the road that is wide and there are many people who walk on it is the right way.
所以你唔好以為人多走嗰條嘅大路，容易走嘅好路就一條係正路。
Quite the contrary, Jesus tells us plainly.That wide road actually leads to destruction.
事實係剛剛相反，正如耶穌講得好清楚，大路其實係引進滅亡嘅。
Or would you be found among the small group of faithful followers of Christ who are willing to pay any cost to fulfill the will of God, to co-work with Him in these last days?
還是你將會喺好少絕忠信嘅基督追隨者當中？就是那些不計代價都要執行神的旨意，就是在現今世代的末後的日子裡頭，與神一起同工
To bring his good news to all nations
將到福音傳遍天下。
Where will you stand?
到底你想參加哪一個陣營呢？
So these are the questions I'd like to leave with you today.
所以今天我結束的時間要留給大家的就是這些問題。
And before we close, let me summarize today's message.
在結束的時間，讓我為大家去歸納一下今天所學過的。
Concerning the specific signs found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 to 24.
關於馬太福音24章從第15節至到24節所描寫的種種的很明確、很具體的徵兆呢？
They have to do with significant events that will take place specifically in Israel.
全部都是關於將在以色列國裡頭發生的事。
But the specific details we will look at next time.
關於這些事呢，下星期我才有機會詳細去解釋。
And we learned that Israel as a nation chosen by God, it serves an important function of being a spiritual thermometer.
我們又學到以色列作為一個神親手揀的國家，他們扮演的特殊角色是好像一個溫度計。
So if you pay attention to what happens to Israel, you get a good idea of how near the end of this age we're in.
如果你願意關注以色列的時事，就能夠明白到底我們距離這個世代的終結到底有多近呢？
We then moved on to examine three of the general signs.
跟住呢，我們看了三種籠統性的徵兆。
Worldwide persecution,Apostasy and the preaching of the gospel unto all nations.
全球對基督徒的迫害、辯解，同埋最後福音傳遍天下。
We see that these general signs not only overlap, but actually lead to the specific signs.
籠統的預兆唔單止同具體預兆會重疊，其實籠統的預兆慢慢變成或者會導致具體的預兆嘅。
Hope you look forward to the next message where we can study in detail what the abomination of desolation mean and really hope that you'll spend time to think through today's message.
我希望大家會花啲時間去思考今日所聽到嘅，同埋我都希望你哋會期待住下星期我要講嘅關於十五節呢個人物，就係嗰一位會造成毀滅、使到大地荒涼嘅可憎之物係咩意思？
So let us end this time with a prayer.
我哋一齐而家用祈祷结束。
May I invite Pastor Joe to pray?
我哋一齐祈祷。